Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 24th of April, 2010. I'm going to start the show off here today a little differently. I had several months ago, a listener call in and say, you know what your problem is? And I always loved how when people start off a conversation by telling me what my problem is, my natural response is to say that, you mean I only have one? But he says, your problem is you're not funny enough. You're not entertaining enough. I remember talking to somebody about that and said, you know, what am I supposed to do, sit here and make jokes about how bad our country is becoming, how we're going down to a totalitarian police state, and how everything is controlled more and more? I mean, I just don't find that amusing at all. But for that listener, who's probably not even listening at this point in time, anyway, I just thought I'd start off with a little joke that somebody sent me here. I hadn't heard this before, and I thought you might enjoy this. It's about a country preacher. And actually, this was from Gringo in Mexico who sent me this. A country preacher had a teenage son, and it was getting time that the boy should give some thought to choosing a profession. Like many young men his age, the boy didn't really know what he wanted to do. And he didn't seem too concerned about it. So one day, while the boy was away at school, his father decided to try an experiment. He went into the boy's room and placed on his study table four objects: a Bible, a silver dollar, a bottle of whiskey, and a Playboy magazine. He says, I'll just hide behind the door, and the old preacher said to himself, and when he comes in from school today, I'll see which one he picks up. If it's the Bible, well, that means he's going to be a preacher like me, and what a blessing that would be. If he picks up the dollar, he's going to be a businessman, and that would be okay, too. But if he picks up the bottle, well, that means he's going to be a no-good drunken bum, and Lord, what a shame that would be. But worst of all, if he picks up that magazine, that means he's going to be a skirt-chasing womanizer. Well, anyway, the old man waited anxiously and heard his son's footsteps as he entered the house whistling and headed for his room. The boy tossed his books on the bed. As he turned to leave the room, he spotted the objects on the table. With the curiosity in his eye, he walked over to inspect them. He placed under his arm the Bible, picked up the silver dollar, and dropped it in his pocket. He uncorked the bottle and took a big, long drink. And then he admired this month's centerfold. And I'll finish this when we come back. Stay with us.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. By the way, the website is governamerica.com. That's www.governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com. I do keep it open during the show so that you can communicate with me during the show. And by the way, there is a we do have a chat room on the website. I don't know if I hadn't promoted this in the past, but you can go in the website. And on the left-hand side, under the main menu, there is live chat. So we don't have really, that's not being, never really been utilized much since we put that there. But that is there if you want to make yourself available to that and be kind of interesting to see how many people we can actually get in there. Anyway, so that's all at governamerica.com. I'm going to cover some of the smart growth information that we have up on the website as well today. Agenda 21 doesn't get talked about enough, in my opinion. A lot of things are happening today with regard to the police state, the global takeover, the corporate takeover of our country and various countries around the world. We have the militaristic police state being formed. We have surveillance cameras going up in various cities and various places around the country. And we have domestic terrorism being engineered. We have the domestic terrorist areas of control being engineered for us. And we've been saying for years, ladies and gentlemen, that it's only a matter of time before we're all considered domestic terrorists, simply because we believe in liberty and freedom. We believe in our Constitution. And certainly we can see that this is, you know, that those predictions, unfortunately, we don't want to be vindicated on any of this. But unfortunately, those predictions are coming to pass today. So it's very concerning to me and anybody else who sees the control grid that's going into place. But anyway, Agenda 21, however, with all that's going on, it's easy for this to be ignored. But these conferences are going forward every month. You can go to IISD.ca. That's the International Institute for Sustainable Development. They're based in Canada. They have the reporting services. It's IISD.ca. They have all the conferences there. They have the minutes from the meetings. You can look those things up, and you can see those things for what they are and actually see what's happening. They're negotiating right now, even as we speak. They're in the process of meeting. They're in the process of developing different agreements that they hope to be binding on nations to implement sustainable development in every country of the world. And there's a sustainable plan for every single country. Every single square inch of earth has to be under their control. So under this system, there'll be no private property rights. There will be no water rights. Your right to breathe. The carbon trading thing has come to the forefront. As a matter of fact, if they still are holding on the same schedule that they were last week, they're supposed to reveal a new cap and trade bill this week in a couple of days. April 26th was supposed to be the date that they unveiled the new cap and trade bill. So these little boogers never give up. They just keep forward. They just keep pressing forward. This whole scandal, the UAE scandal, University of East Anglia, with the manufactured science, how the emails were hacked, and it was revealed that they were tricking up the science, trying to engineer the science, trying to deceive the public. A huge scandal that evolved from that in the media. Didn't get much coverage here in the United States. It was a major ordeal over in Britain. But the point is they just ignore it all and keep pressing forward. And that's why we have to do the same, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking to John in Tennessee just before the show today. And, you know, I was just sharing with him about how discouraging this work is from time to time. How so many times I get up and I sit down here and I see all that's going on. And it's overwhelming to me. I want to tell the board operator, just put on a tape so I can go back to bed. But we can't give up, ladies and gentlemen. We have to press forward. We have to keep trying. Because the bottom line is, if we are willing to put ourselves on the line, if we are willing to do our part, God can take our efforts and use it, and he can do miracles, and I've seen it happen many times before. But if we give up, we throw in the towel, we've guaranteed the other side's success. And I don't want to do that, because there's this battle, this thing that we're doing here, is too important. The other side has every intention of, when they get this all in place, if they get it all in place, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. But when every nut and bolt is screwed down, they intend for this thing to be permanent. They don't ever the whole idea is to create a worldwide system of control where nobody could ever, ever hope to have a revolution again. Where nobody could ever cast off the chains of enslavement. This is what this is all about. And literally, life will be hell on Earth for those that are here. The words of George Orwell keep coming to mind when he said, when he described it as a boot stamping on the human face forever. I don't think it's by coincidence, by the way, that the Bank for International Settlements building in Basel, Switzerland, is built in the shape of a boot. Go on the internet and look it up for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the pictures. Go to images.google.com and put Bank for International Settlements in there and see what it brings up. The building is built in the shape of a boot. And this building, this Bank for International Settlements, is literally at the apex of the international banking system. Every central bank of every country connects to the BIS. And they have absolute diplomatic immunity wherever they go. They have immunity from any kind of prosecution, any kind of investigation. Their records don't have to be subject to the light of day. Basically, they're like a nation all and of themselves, right where they sit. And any other representative that go to the airport, they're not subject to search. They have absolute immunity. And why doesn't the media talk about this? Anyway, before the break, and I've already almost talked up to another break, and I didn't mean to get into all of that, I started sharing with you a little joke, and I'll finish that up here. It was about the old preacher who wanted to find out. He was worried about his boy. His boy hadn't amounted to anything, and he was worried about what he's going to do. So he made the decision. He'll put four objects on the table and see which one the boy would pick up, and that would determine what he was really interested in becoming. And the objects, again, were a Bible, a silver dollar, a bottle of whiskey, and a Playboy magazine. And he told himself that if the boy picks up the Bible, he's going to be a preacher. If he picks up the dollar, that means he's going to be a businessman. And that would be okay. But if he picks up the bottle, he's going to be a no-good drunken bum. But the worst of all, if he picks up the Playboy magazine, he's going to be a skirt-chasing womanizer. So anyway, the old man waited anxiously and soon heard his son's footsteps as he entered the house, whistling and heading for his room. The boy tossed his books on the bed, and as he turned to leave, he spotted the objects on the table. With curiosity in his eye, he walked over to inspect them, and finally he picked up the Bible and placed it under his arm. He picked up the silver dollar and dropped it into his pocket. He uncorked the bottle and took a big drink, and while he admired this month's centerfold. "Lord, have mercy," the old preacher disgustedly whispered. "He's going to run for Congress." So, anyway, that's, I want to thank Gringo for the laugh there. That was from him in Mexico. And anyway, in the vein of humor, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things going on, as I said, with regard to sustainable development. One of the things that I found kind of amusing, too, is how Communist China, they have decided to deal with their landfill stench problem. Apparently now they have, China has developed at our expense. Their economy has grown. With it, consumer spending has increased. And they have already had a massive problem with the environment over there. Well, their massive problem with the environment has gotten even worse. And website Care2, which is an environmental website, I believe, said, like many rapidly developing countries, China is being forced to admit that it isn't prepared to deal with the amount of trash produced by a growing economy and increasing middle-class prosperity. A city of over 17 million people, the amount of waste produced every day in Beijing is mind-boggling, and more than 200 landfills, both legal and illegal, have sprung up to accept the byproducts of the new country's throwaway lifestyle. All right, I'll continue this on the other side of the break. Then we're going to talk about shortages of toilet paper and a lot of other smart growth news. Stay with us as Govern America continues here on RBN.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
When you turn and find that you're all alone, and the velvet wall the night moves in wraps around you like a wall of stone, just when your final prayer has flown,
love will get there.
When a mother's touch is far away, you close your eyes and you hear a voice whispering, it'll be okay. Just hold on for one more day.
Love will get there.
Love, love will get there. When you think you haven't got a prayer, oh, love, love will get there.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, www.governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Before the break, I was talking about China's, communist China, is their landfill stench problem that they're having over there, and their efforts to deal with the environmental pollution that they have. As their economy has continued to grow, ours has continued to shrink. I notice we don't have too much problem with smog anymore. Thank you, World Trade Organization. By the way, speaking of that, the bill to get us out of the North American Free Trade Agreement is on the website all the way at the top of the page. I encourage you to go there, read the bill. It's very short. It'll probably take you 5 minutes, unlike most congressional bills, which would take you but you probably couldn't get them done in 5 days. But that's okay. Nobody in Congress reads them anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But this bill you can read very, very quickly because it's a very short and simple bill. It's a good bill. It's a far cry. It's a shot in the dark. Many things that we try today to get our country back is a shot in the dark. But we have to try. We have to keep forward, moving forward, making the effort, ladies and gentlemen. And this bill needs to be supported. Your congressmen need to hear from you on this. And I would also say to go to your state representatives and tell them to put pressure on Congress to get this thing out of committee and get it to the floor, get a vote to pass this thing, because this is what we need to get our country back. And, yeah, Obama would probably veto it, I'm sure. But, you know, two-thirds vote, they can override the veto. We have to try, ladies and gentlemen. This is a good bill. It needs to have support. And if we do our effort, God can take things and make miracles. And I still believe God does create miracles. So make it happen. The bill number is there, as well as the congressional switchboard number. You can call it during the week. And call your state rep as well. If you need to go to the website, or if you need to look up your state website, your state representatives or senators, you can do all that through Project Vote Smart. There's a link up on the website to that. If you go in the main page on the left side, there's a little graphic there called Project Vote Smart. Click on that. You can put your zip code in on the page that it takes you to. And you can find out your local representatives, your local senators, your governor's office, the addresses, the phone numbers, what their names are. They're all of it's there. So any representative, whether it's federal or state, that you want to look up, you can do that by going to Project Vote Smart and putting your zip code in there. It does all the groundwork for you. It makes it very easy. The idea here is to take you by the hand and make it as easy as possible for you to participate in the governmental process, because everyone needs to be involved today. We cannot afford for one person to not being involved in governing this country and away from the psychopaths that have taken over. The only reason the situation has gotten as bad as it has is because people haven't been involved. We have more people today, ladies and gentlemen, that are unemployed. Millions upon millions of people unemployed, with more being added to the rolls every single week. Thousands added every single week to the unemployment roll. Now, that's a horrible thing, but it does create for us an unprecedented opportunity. And I hate to sound like the other side in that regard, because they always view crises as opportunities. But in our case, the opportunity that it presents is there's a lot of idle people out there, and there's a lot of very upset people out there, people that are starting to wake up to the reality that their country has slipped away from them, and they're asking the question, what happened? Where did it go? Why are we facing depressionary unemployment levels? Even as the media lies to us and tries to tell us we're in an economic recovery, when we can clearly see we're not. We can clearly see that the unemployment numbers go up every single week, almost without exception. And they try to put little positive spins on it, why we should feel good about the fact that we're going homeless, we're going hungry. We have armed guards at grocery stores in the Motor City, which used to be a backbone of United States development. What's going on here? What's going on is that everything has been stolen from us in the name of globalization. But thank God, finally, better late than never, people are starting to wake up to this reality. And thank God for this network. And by the way, if you can support this network, do so. You can call 800-724-2719 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Or after hours, go to republicbroadcasting.org. They have RBN generic business cards available. We'll tell you about that when we come back from the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The proof on a cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
All right, welcome back. This is Govern America. By the way, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And once again, my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Continuing on here, before the break earlier, I was mentioning about communist China. I want to get back to that story. They say, like many developing countries, China is being forced to admit that it isn't prepared to deal with the amount of trash produced by a growing economy and increasing middle-class prosperity. A city of over 17 million people, the amount of waste produced every day in Beijing is mind-boggling, and more than 200 landfills, both legal and illegal, have sprung up to accept the byproducts of this country's new throwaway lifestyle. Recently, citizens living near one of the biggest dump sites, the Asuai landfill, have begun to complain about the stench of rotting trash drifting into their homes, a scent that appropriately mirrors the growing public concern about sanitation, environmental health, and a runaway consumer culture. Instead of learning from the mistakes of America and other Western countries already choking on the fumes of their own affluenza. You see how we're demonized by these environmental kooks, ladies and gentlemen? Let me tell you something. America has done more to clean up its environment than any other country of the world. Okay? And our wealth has been depleted from us. Our wealth has been taken away from us. What happens when a country gets poor? What happens the poorer a country gets, the worse their environment gets because they don't have the resources to fix the environment. They don't have the resources to promote the environment. But these UN psychopaths, these globalist nutcase screwballs, would have you believe that it's consumption and production that's the biggest pollutant around. And so they're trying to do everything they can to create bad markets, to create poverty here in the United States and the developed world, the rest of the developed world, to create poverty so that they can help deal with the environmental problems that come along. When you create poverty, ladies and gentlemen, you create environmental degradation. Poverty and environmental, even their own people have written repeatedly that poverty and environmental degradation go hand in hand. So the way to fix America's environment and to secure a clean environment, clean air, clean water, is wealth. That's the only way to accomplish the goal. China has problems economically. They have problems environmentally because historically they have been a poor country and they're a communist country. And communism does not function very well. And the only way that they have been able to be successful is by tapping into free markets to a certain extent. But they're not going to continue on the road to so-called capitalism today. They're going to use it to defeat America because we're stupid enough to give it away to them. Because we have scumbags like Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and the other globalists, which you can't tell the difference between the parties, by the way. And until the American people get out of this left versus right paradigm, we're never going to hope to change anything, really. People need to wake up to the reality that there is no difference between these parties. One of them takes you down the same road. It's like I was just telling John in Tennessee before I came on the air today. It's like a football game where both teams grab, one team grabs the football, they run a certain direction, then the other team takes the ball. And they run, the people in the stands don't realize that the team that takes the ball from the other team is running in the same direction. Maybe a little slower, maybe a little diagonally, maybe not a straight line all the time, but it's the same direction, ladies and gentlemen. There's no difference in the policies that are being put into place. So anyway, they say recently citizens living near one of the biggest dumps have begun to complain about. So what they've done here in China, they say in early May of 100 high-pressure fragrance guns will be installed at the landfill in an attempt to mask the scent of the rotting rubbish. So what they're going to do in China, communist China, is they're going to spray perfume at the landfill. They say the guns will be capable of spraying dozens of liters of chemical fragrance into the air every minute. There's nothing quite like the scent of strawberries and decaying garbage. Can you just imagine opening your window and having the nice smell of strawberries and decaying garbage drifting in the air? Even though the idea seems like a preposterous waste of money, there are some city officials who admit that while the perfume guns might satiate people for a short period of time, they're in no way going to be a long-term solution. All landfill and treatment sites in Beijing will be full in 4 years. That's how long it takes to build a treatment plant. So we need right now to resolve the issue. And that's one of the city officials telling The Guardian in the UK. It's necessary to restructure the current disposal system. We cannot rely on landfill anymore. It's a waste of space. But, you know, here's the thing about this. There's all kinds of provisions in Agenda 21 which deal with this very thing, ladies and gentlemen. Moving along here, I told you earlier that now they say we're having problems with running out of toilet paper. You see, whenever you implement communism, or today it's being called communitarianism, which is a merging of communism and capitalism into a new system, but it's an awful lot like communism in that the whole design, the whole purpose, is to take away your rights. They call it balancing your rights against the greater good. But the point is that now they're saying now we have a shortage of toilet paper. There's raw material. We're running out of the raw materials to make toilet paper. LiveScience.com reports a shortage of high-quality paper for recycling could mean scratchy toilet tissue. To keep consumers happy and avoid any chafed rear ends, companies are now on a quest to find new paper supplies, according to an article in the current issue of Chemical and Engineering News. The problem? Consumers once could fill up large bins of their recycled newspapers, magazines, and print paper. But as electronic communication surges, these sources of recycled paper are becoming scarce. And, of course, because of Agenda 21, we can't be chopping down trees, people. So what are we going to do? The shortage could impact those who choose toilet paper with a bulky amount of recycled material, but most household tissue products contain very little recycled paper, according to WWF, the World Wildlife Fund, which is apparently an authority on everything today. For those who prefer the eco brands, high-end choices are more about status, are more than about status, they say. High-quality paper contains long cellulose fibers with intact cell walls, so it can be used to make high-end products, including toilet paper. The gold standard is virgin pulp from newly harvested trees, whose fibers are long and strong. Each time that paper gets recycled, the fibers become shorter and weaker, with lower quality brown paper producing recycled material with the shortest, weakest fibers. One green products company, Stephen Generation, Seventh Generation, is already feeling the heat. The Vermont-based company has had to extend beyond its normal paper mills to find the best recycled paper. We want a recycled paper that has certain quality, Martin Wolf, director of the product and environmental technology at the company, told CNN. We look for the longest fiber for strength and absorbency and as flexible as a fiber as possible so toilet tissue is soft. Anyway, there's another paragraph here. I'm going to leave that there. Everything we do, the farther down the road we come with sustainable development implementation, ladies and gentlemen, the worse off we get. Shortages will be created of not just toilet paper, but of everything. Then, you know, later on, if we have time, we'll talk about water and how water resources are to become scarce in the future by design. There's another website here called Greening Sacred Spaces. Now, we've talked in the past on the show about faith-based initiatives. And certainly a part of faith-based initiatives is the environmental agenda. Because everything that the government funds, the government gets its way to control, and the control causes them, whoever's the recipient of the money, to implement whatever programs they receive the money for. In other words, federal funds never come without strings attached. And it's not just federal funds, it's any grant. It's any amount of money. Whenever you receive funds from higher up, you are beholden to whatever organization, whatever institution, whatever agency, whatever entity. You have to implement the programs of those that are funding you. And certainly, faith-based initiatives, in my opinion, was established to get control of the churches. To get control, even they already control them to a large extent. through 501c3 tax-exempt organization status. And you preachers out there, if any of you are out there listening, you really need to think long and hard about getting rid of your church's 501c3. Oh, what are we going to do? How would we ever get any donations? Well, maybe you have to rely on God for that. Maybe you have to start trusting God and trusting the people in your congregation to give selflessly, to give for the right reasons, not just for a tax write-off. This is what needs to happen, ladies and gentlemen, because as long as you're taking incentives from the government, who is the enemy, who is Satan incarnate, oh, you're anti-government. Well, I'm anti-government when government's trying to enslave me. But the bottom line is we're not anti-government. We're pro-Constitution. And the Constitution is a document that defines what government is and what it should be, the limitations on government. And the other side has been, and this government has been violating those provisions, well, my whole lifetime. Anyway, there is a website called greeningsacredspaces.net. www.greeningsacredspaces.net. And they talk about faith in the common good, seeking common ground for the common good. They say, as peoples of differing faiths and cultures, we affirm common values of justice, peace, participation, human rights, ecological interrelationship, whatever that is, and compassion as cornerstones of a healthy society. Seeking the common good in Canada, apparently they're in Canada, is a tradition long lived by peoples who have struggled to be community to be a community in the rugged beauty of this land. The harsh climate, the distances, and the intermixing of peoples have challenged us. Yet we've also been sustained by the belief, still valid today, that this land and people have tremendous opportunities ahead. The world community and Canadians themselves view this northern place as a land of opportunity and tolerance, a place to create a home where peace, fairness, democracy, ecological well-being, economic opportunity, yeah, where's that at? And seeking the common good are a way of life. Yet we increasingly live in a competitive era of brand-name consumerism and mega-market homogenization. Faith in the common good is an initiative asking Canadians what values we believe should form our communities, small and large. Faith in the common good is intentionally being interfaith and interculture in its organization and objectives, because this is Canada now and increasingly will be in the future. To live interfaith, interculturally, in a spirit of the common good is our vision for Canada. Now, there's other places on this website, and it's a pretty big website, but they talk about green sacred spaces, ladies and gentlemen. And really, I think what we're getting at here is we're getting at a place where all of our religions are going to eventually be merged into one new world religion. I really think that ultimately we are going to have an ecological goddess, and in fact they already have a name for it. It's called Gaia, G-A-I-A. Put that into a search engine, and there's a lot that comes up. But I think that's part of what this is all about, is getting control of these religious institutions and that gradually shifting their doctrine toward a new world ecological religion. But on this website, greeningsacredspaces.net, they say Greening Sacred Spaces is a practical program developed by Faith in the Common Good to assist faith communities with both the educational and spiritual dimensions of greening, as well as the how-to side of audits, retrofits, and generally reducing the faith community's footprint. What are we talking about here? We're talking about your carbon footprint, your water footprint, your footprint on their precious earth, ladies and gentlemen. Gaia. We have to be protective of Gaia. We have developed a whole resource kit, they say, with workshops, posters, music, and more to help faith groups become community leaders in working towards a more sustainable future. Many have named climate change as the spiritual and planetary issue of this century. Did you hear that? Climate change is the spiritual and planetary issue of this century. The science is clear. Well, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't be more fuzzy. But they say the science is clear that unless humans drastically reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases and work to heal the biological well-being of the planet, we will face increasingly perilous conditions. Rising ocean levels, droughts, floods, hunger, disease will be a consequence of our failure to change our polluting ways. Okay, we got to take another break here, and we'll continue this on the other side. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment. Don't go away.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, we were talking about Greening Sacred Spaces, this website where they're talking about faith in the common good. And by the way, this website is linked to ours at governamerica.com under the links where it says The Other Side. You can go down the list, and I think it's quite considerably down the list, and it's called Faith and the Common Good. And they've redesigned it to be Greening Sacred Spaces. But anyway, they talk in here, once again, about reducing the carbon footprint. They say most scientists, and as I said, they made the statement that many have claimed climate change as the spiritual and planetary issue of the century. They say most scientists estimate that we have 5 to 10 years to seriously change our ways before calamities will begin to escalate with increasing severity. This sounds dire and alarming, but the sooner we recognize this reality, the more chance we have to change the course and avert disaster. Well, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that there are a lot of scientists that say just the opposite. And also keep in mind that many scientists, quote-unquote, today are grant-funded. And if you take the grant money, as we said, you are beholden to the grantee. And you will say whatever the grantee wants you to say. And the more money that is given, you hire your staff. If you're doing research with the grant money, when it comes time for the grant to be renewed, you got all these people dependent upon the grant money. You want to produce the results that your grantee, or grantor rather, wants, desires, because they're not going to pay you more money unless they're getting the results that they're seeking. And so you'll do whatever you have to do to manufacture a result that they can use. And then they give you more money, which you can take and hire more staff. You see how the process works? This is how science is being controlled today. And this is why many of these scientists choose to go along. Because they have bills to pay, they have people to pay, and now there may be some that actually believe in this stuff. But once again, everyone needs to understand, Chapter 35 of Agenda 21 is science for sustainable development. How do you get science to be for anything? You fund it. And this is what's going on today in a major way. So they say, fortunately, the technology already exists to seriously address the problems and move to a post-carbon economy. With the rapid development of so-called alternative sources of energy, better conservation practices, and a major realignment of our values from a consumer to a conserver society, then there is real hope for a better future. So the problem is not technological, but the human will to change. This is why it is fundamentally a spiritual problem. Core questions of who we are, our purpose in life, how we relate to each other and the natural world, and our vision of a healthy, peaceful, just, and caring existence for all need to be understood and lived into if we are to achieve this sustainable future. Without the primary motivation to connect our purpose in life with the well-being and goodness of the cosmos, then there is often not the courage to change. Each of us needs to feel loved, inspired, and hopeful that we can contribute to making the world a better place. I got to take a break here, the top of the hour break. Time's going by very quickly. Stay with us as hour number two of Govern America continues, and certainly your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network. With recent